Thank you for joining us this Tuesday afternoon. The Lord is wonderful. He's glorious. We just thank you for your interest in what the Holy Ghost is doing. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, that you brought Brother Freedom here. He had an appointment to go to, and you took him safely across the miles, and you brought him here safely, even in this kind of windy weather. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just thank you, and I pray that your anointing would fall in a special way. I claim that listeners will hear this, and they'll be touched by your mighty power. Lord, I know we need all your people. We need your deliverance in our lives. It's very special. And we need that as a ongoing, because we need to be reworked on many times. Sometimes we walk. I think many walk in a way that they really are not. The wonderful word says they said they have need of nothing. But actually it says that they're poor, they're beggarly, they're not what they're worthy should be. They're naked, they're blind. All these people that say they need nothing, but actually you say that they're blinded, they're naked, they're not really where they should be. Father, we just pray that you'd bless us today in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Psalms, the first chapter, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that loves the Lord. Blessed is the man that shuns the temporary appearance of evil. That's what we should say. Blessed is the man that strives to do the will of God. And those blessings are from God. I remember when I went to school quite a few years back and how I was went to school. The Lord wants us to do good where we are. In life itself, there's troubles. There's things that cause us to not move like we should move in the Lord. I believe that. But when we see how the Bible speaks about it, we're to our eyes or be looking to the hills, what's coming for our help? Right there is a prayer. We look to the hills, where comes our help? So our help has to, we need help all the time. And I don't believe we ever outgrow that. I believe that's for a way that we need God's help. Oh, come a sitana moshilama come a sana. We need the glory of God on us. Blessed is the man that walks not in the way of self. But I was talking about going, I was in this school, and I had me a little, the company paid for a furnished my room, and it was just, I thought about today coming here, and it was about as big as a bed, that's about it, you know. But the Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies become at peace. When God wants to touch his people, and like, I have a friend of mine that says that I believe he's went through it enough, or he's went, lived for the Lord long, that God gives him good things. And they show up. They're there. And I believe that. I really, truly believe it. You live for the Lord, and God's going to reward you openly. But the Bible says that we have to be in step with God. Now, what's God's step? It's holiness, purity, all the qualities that God is. That's what we should assume them as being partakers of his nature. And the people that really are partakers of that nature, I really believe God in this world, even now, does favors for them. You see prayers answered. That's what it is. I know there's people that pray for people. It's because of where they are with God, where it happens. Normal people can't do it. But that's what God moves through those that yield themselves to him. I know this man, he goes ministers all across the United States. And I see how God literally provides for him. He takes care of him. The other night, I think they went in and someone had put a $500 bill and a piece of tape on it, a windshield, and some of those things like that. You know, God is good. The Bible says his eyes run to and fro to show himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect for him. God, I really believe, is looking to bless. someone. He wants to bless you, but he can't bless you because you're living too much in the world. Now, the world does not have to be what we call sin. It's because you're so tied up in the world, in your job, and all. I got that way when I wasn't good for myself. I know those are not, don't make God happy. I don't believe. Because you're so tied up. What you're doing, you're not actually a sinner. What we call a sinner, you're not going out here doing even saying wrong. But your mind, your heart is not where it should be with God. You're in stress. Well, when you're stressed out, you're not getting no good to yourself. You're not no good to nobody. Stress will destroy you. Stress is something that the enemy puts upon us, and we need to get out of stress when we're in it. We say, Lord, I need to get somewhere and pray that the enemy can no longer tempt me or possess me with that stress. Stress is it brings the blood pressure up, it brings heart attacks, it brings strokes. But going back, when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies become at peace. And I was sitting in this little room, and it was so tight, and I wanted to call my wife, and I couldn't even get out. The phone was the phone wouldn't even work right. So I went down to the desk, and this lady, I told her what was us, and she said, well, go up and try it again. And I went up and tried it again, the same thing. So I went down. She said, I'll give you a key. You know what I got? I got the biggest room they had, the main room. And that's, these hotels are pretty, it was, I can't describe that, the whole top floor, I guess. And it was great. But God, I see it now, God will give you little favors that let you know, He lets you know that He's your Father. Now who gave it to you? Your Father. Not your natural Father, but your spiritual, your heavenly Father gives it to you. And God, I believe, wants to do that in this last days. When things get bad, He wants to bless you. He wants to make His face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you. And when it gets tough going, I even be in healing. I think sometimes that God really wants us to really search. There's something in our lives that we're not really where we should be many times. And I really believe that the Lord has tried all He can do to get us to walk in obedience and walk in His command. But His command cannot be achieved only through the power of the Holy Ghost. The more I search for and I look for it, there's no way that I can truly be a total overcomer without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because I'm at odds with God. I'm getting it out of my own mind. The other way I'm getting through the Spirit, there's difference. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. And we need that liberty. We need that focus that keeps us in line with heaven. I believe that God wants to bless us in the last days in a way He's coming, I know, soon. But even what I'm saying, if you'll stand true, God's going to even bless you in the midst of terrible things. We're in a time of troubles. But I believe that God's gone, and if we'll stay where we should be, He's going to make His face to shine upon you. He's got a purpose in your life that you have direction. His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are over the cry. Look, myself, I had a bad stroke. Probably that was supposed to be. But I'm going to get a lot better. God will let you go down the valley. But there's a mountaintop that you're going to get to come up. I believe it. You need to lift up. Your eyes are lifting up and saying, Lord, I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I appreciate you. I glorify that wonderful name, that name above all names. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. And if it wasn't for you, we have nothing here down there. He's my everything. He's my way maker. He's my peacemaker. He is wonderful. He's glorious. And we need to respect Him because He is Almighty Jehovah. He made everything. There's nothing that was not made by Him. He made everything. He created everything. He created the fountains. He created the trees. He created the valleys, the mountaintops, all the things of this world. But God makes the things better. I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered heart of man, the things that are prepared for the love of God. But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches yea the deep things of God. Without the moving of the mighty Spirit, I don't think we can stay ready. And I believe that Jesus Christ is coming back through the clouds of glory very soon. And I think there's many that fall asleep. They love to go to church. They love that. And they love their pastor. They love all, that's not, I'm saying that. But still, they're went to sleep. They've gotten a focus looking on things this earth. We gotta be looking for the Lord, coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We gotta love Him and abstain from all appearance of evil. We gotta separate ourselves. Walk holy before God. That we have to take that stand that I'm going to serve God no other way. As far as me and my household, we're going to serve God. We purpose to do God's will. We have to purpose it. We want to walk in victory. We don't want to walk in shame. We want to be justified by faith. We need the faith of God so in us that we know that we are therefore be justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we need to purpose in life that faith is some of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not saved. It says, what's there not a faith is sin. God sees a faith is a quality that we all need. And we need to do our work right. We got to have faith. To anything that we do, we got to have faith. It means that you, our trust is in Him. It's in the Lord. The one we serve, we know. Work more and conquer through Him, which I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities and things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature. That should be our tent, shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We should have that as a personal testimony. Everywhere we go, my supplier is the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. He is the one that moves in my heart. He is the one that makes me an overcomer. He's the one that helps me. And we need to keep that in our heart to be that one that, as spokesman for God, we need to be able to plant the seed of God. And planting the seed of God has to have the Spirit of God to make that planted. And wherever you go, your steps are ordered by the Lord. You delight yourself in the Lord. You delight in Him. Oh, you put away the things of this world. Love suffer long is kind. Love bondeth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not be. You don't have no Lord longer that puffed up conscience, that puffed up face that think you're holier now. Love suffer long is kind. Love bondeth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Rejoice not in iniquity. Rejoice in truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. That's believing the things of God. But it says, believe in all things. It's not out here what you, the world, or something that's just churchy. It's believing in the Spirit. It's believing in the gift of God. It's believing on the eternity of God's power within us. That eternal rest is going to be upon His people. And we need to respect and believe that God has an answer for this last hour. And I believe that the answer is, my church, you need to be ready. You need to be separated from the things of this world. You need to have a singular hand. We're not double-minded. We're walking singular toward heaven. Our eyes are on the hills. Our eyes are looking to the coming of our Lord. And we're desiring for that day. We're looking for Jesus. We're hoping for Jesus. We got that hope. Paul said that hope that endureth. The hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without that hope, we're most men miserable. But we have the hope of eternal salvation. The hope will keep us on fire for heaven. And the Bible says that there's lukewarm. I believe this, the church is lukewarm this day. And I believe that many are lukewarm. I've been in some here lately. And I would say they're lukewarm. There's no move of the Spirit. And boy, they got really good on preaching. But there's no move of the Spirit. But the ones that do have the move of the Spirit, it's where you can feel the difference. I heard one this just a couple of days ago. And it was a good, that's the best I've heard. And we need to recognize that the glory of God makes the power. It makes the warnings. You know, if you didn't have warning signs on highways, you'd have accidents. Your car, whatever you have, if you didn't have warning signs, low oil pressure, hot, those are warning signs. In your house, you got some kind of a buzzer sometimes that you put in there, gets smoky, a smoke alarm goes up. They're warning. And we need to realize that God's got warning signs out for us. We need to stay clean, walking in His Spirit, not falling for the lust of the flesh, but being delivered in walking heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's blessing. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow with it, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. And that's something we all, in this last days, I see, it's sort of on everybody. We have sometimes trouble of wanting to cast that care. We want to hold on to it. But the longer we hold on to it, the worse we get. And we need to give it, say, Lord, I can't handle it no longer. Please, Lord, just take it from me. And it's dissolved. The enemy comes to kill, destroy. He's come to take your life. He's come to take where you have no power. He's come to give where you have no witness. You don't have nothing but sadness. You've got pain. Jabez, his name was pain. But Jabez come out of that pain. He says, my name's pain, but he says, I'm going to accept God. When we came to this world, when the sin was it was there, it had us down, but we need to call for Jesus. He'll take away that pain and sin of the world, and we can have a new life, a new platform, and a new direction in heaven. He'll take us from this world, and we'll be ready. He takes us out of that pain and out of that shame and to a place that we can advance to glory land, to the road that leads to heaven. And our eyes are open to the righteous, His ears open to cry. And we need to call upon Him. He said if we'll call on Him, He'll answer us. He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. We need to call upon the Lord daily. Lord, I need You this day. I want You. I'm just not capable. I need Your help. And He'll help you. And when at times we give up, when He's right at the door, we can't give up. We gotta hang on to the Lord. He's our friend. He's our healer. He's our Savior. And God, our Heavenly Father, created us all in His image. What a wonderful, just think that we're made in His likeness, in His glory, and something we're His kids. We're His offspring. We should have something to shout about, to be happy about, to praise the Lord. God is good. He's good. He's coming back to earth. You know, these bad days, sometimes we have not the best days, but it's going to be, but you have good days every day. But I'll guarantee you, if you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, every day you live can be a good day. And the conditions around you may be bad, but in your heart, it's a good day. Because you have peace, you got satisfaction, there's the joy of the Lord is in your heart, and you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and you've been set free as an overcomer, and you are at peace. And you have that joy, that manifold blessing, the glory of God, having the glory cloud over you. And you don't have to walk like most men walk and most women walk without that peace. You walk with a supernatural glory cup of baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that greater is He that's in you than He's in the world? We get out here and we say, well, I'm messed up and everything else, but many times what you need is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You cannot continually walk in the same person, I believe, unless you're going to have pitfalls. You're going to have the Holy Spirit, but you have something there to pray you out of it. The glory cloud can lay it around you, and it'll support you. It's like quicksand. You just kind of have to try to, but if you get it, the Holy Ghost will get you out of it. And the other way, you're hooked in it. And I know we're not supposed to always just to say, take the easy way. But He'll make that way easy. He'll make it easy. But when it gets hard is when we're keeping those weights. It says, lay aside every weight and sin that's so easy beset us, and let us run that race with patience. We start holding all those weights. Pretty soon we're weighted down. We lost our joy. We've lost our hope. And here we're claiming to be a Christian. We still go to church. But we've lost the impact of God's glory. The renewing of our mind. We want to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect. The renewing. The Bible says we need that renewing. It says, present your body as a living sacrifice, only accept the one God. It is only your reasonable service. It's only your reasonable, God says. So we gotta seek God. And there's part of us that we have to keep maintaining where we're at. That maintaining No one can do it like you can do it. No one can do it like I can do it for myself. We got to stay in that place. God gives us tools. We need the tools to fix our road, whatever we want to call it, our beam, that we might be able to maintain a level, that you're going to walk above reproach. You're going to walk in victory. The joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. And that's what God, He wants us to let our light shine, bottom line. And letting our light shine is the joy of the Lord, the peace that passes all understanding. Oh, Jesus paid in full that we might live above reproach. Live in a higher realm. Live with the glory of God upon us. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Amen. God bless you all. Pray that you have a good day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. And we pray a blessing on all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.